From Romans chapter 10, verse 9, Paul writes this. He says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This verse kind of jumped out at me, and it, you know, it's not part of the readings for tonight, but this one jumped out at me because it sums up this night so simply in just one little sentence right there. If you confess with your mouth Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And that's what we're celebrating here tonight. God raised Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. Say it again. You know, it's pretty amazing that a man could be raised from the dead. Yeah, right? Could come back to life and never die. It just doesn't happen, right? I mean, it's not a part of our experience. It's not part of the set of the rules that we, part of the rules that we live by. And, you know, there are rules by which we all live, right? I'm not talking about, you know, driving on the right side of the road and, you know, all of those, stopping at stop signs and that kind of thing. I'm talking about like up is up and down is down. Like running into a wall hurts. That's my life. Like sugar is sweet. Like all people are born and all people die. They just don't come back as much as I would like for them to. Some rules just aren't broken, you see. Even in the years since Jesus' resurrection, no one else has done it, has ever gone and died and come back to life the way Jesus did. You could say that he's a rule breaker. I mean, even if someone would come back to life after 3 days, even then they're still going to be subject to dying again. Like Lazarus, he's a good example. 4 days, he got the record, right? But not Jesus. He did not die again. And there are witnesses seeing him ascend into heaven. And there's a reason that he didn't die a second time. He is the Son of God. And only God could do that. God stands beyond the rules and the barriers we live by here on the earth. Jesus is beyond the barriers and the rules that we live by here. And more happened, just like the song says, during those 3 days, he wasn't just sleeping in a tomb. During those days, he broke the doors of hell. He preached his message. He set those free. And you see, they didn't rebuild the gates of hell afterwards. They're still broken. I live in an old house. I have to fix things on a regular basis. Just the other day, we were going out of a door, and I'm like, why won't that door close right anymore? I'm like, oh, no. So I have to fix things regularly, although I haven't fixed that door yet. But the gates of hell have not been fixed. Hallelujah. That if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's an astounding thing that he rose from the dead. And we can marvel in the miracle itself, just that. It proves who Jesus is. He's come. He came back from the dead. It fulfills all the prophecies of the Messiah. And we've heard a lot of those over this last week. And there are many more. We've heard a lot of them tonight. And he fulfills them all. And we could marvel in that miracle alone. And many preachers tonight and tomorrow are going to go through the evidence of the resurrection in a forensic manner, you know, and they'll examine all the witness statements and they'll look into the effects the resurrection had on people and make their argument that way. And we'll still marvel at the miracle that occurred. Of course, in the end, what it comes back to is what Paul said in Romans. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. In the end, you have to believe, you see, because that's what faith is all about. And then we can marvel in that miracle, as I've already said, but then we can realize the really astounding part, that he actually carried our sins with him in that. And he did it in our place. He took our place on the cross. He took the punishment that you and I deserve. And everyone who calls on his name will be saved. That's what it means. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's really that simple. That's why that scripture jumped out at me. You see, we celebrate this event tonight with great joy because it proves he is God. It proves that he has power over everything, even death and the grave. And there are no barriers to him. But we celebrate this event also because he included us in the miracle. Because he defeated death, we have new life as well. He paid that impossible debt that we owed. And the amazing thing is that each and every day we are made a new creation in Christ. You've heard all these words before, I know. You see, you were killed when Jesus died on the cross, your old person, the old person that did all those bad things with all those failures and mistakes and mean things that you did. All that junk died with Jesus. You are a new creation. You see, I say this, you are a new creation in the present tense on purpose. Yeah, it says so in the Bible, right? It's like saying Christ is risen. You know, if you walked up to somebody on the street and you just said, "Hallelujah, Christ is risen." You know, if they're a Christian, they might say, "Well, the Lord is risen indeed." Or they might look at you really strange. But somebody might say, "Well, don't you mean he has risen? Or don't you mean that he did rise?" No, because he is risen. Well, I don't mean that indeed, because we enter not into some historic event that occurred 2,000 years ago in the past. We enter into an active and new miracle that's alive right now in this second, in every moment that we experience. You are a new creation. You weren't a new creation. You are a new creation. Present tense. It's happening right now inside of you. You're a new creation in this very instant that you're sitting here right now. You see, the way that this works is that it's some way you could think of we step out of time, perhaps. God created time, you see. I don't know if you caught that in the reading from Genesis today, from verse 14. It says, "And God said, let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years." He created time for us. So time is not a barrier for God, just as death is not a barrier for him either. And so through God's miraculous intervention, we step out of time into the reality of the resurrection, that Christ is risen now. Hallelujah. And so you are right now in this very instant a new creation. Every minute of every day, you are a new creation in Christ. In every instant that you live your life, you can live it anew in Christ. If you messed up in the last moment back there, you know, you can start right over now as a new creation in Christ and live the next moment in Christ. If you mess up another time, you know what? Then you can start over and you can live the next moment in Christ. And you can keep doing this and you get better and you're better and better. And we are new creations. There's infinite hope and there's infinite potential in that statement that you are a new creation in Christ. And this goes larger than just us here in this little church. It goes to other Christians throughout the world who are being recreated and newly created every moment of their lives as well, too. You know, sometimes we think that We look around at the news, if you look at the news, or we look at how things seem to be going in the country, and we think of how bad it is, and oh, how woe is me. Well, imagine what the apostles and the disciples thought on Good Friday, and how they were thinking, oh, woe is me. And it's usually in those times when you think that the devil is getting the upper hand that God is actually doing the work. And that's happening right now as well, too. Truly believe that. We've been hearing over the months and months that God is doing a new thing. Hear that? New creation's new thing. And he's making a new creation in his church as well. I was sharing with Amanda that there were three different news articles that I saw in this last week out of their Catholic Church articles, but in France, the numbers of new baptisms in the country of France this year has almost doubled. And it's in 18 to 34 age group. The same thing is happening in England. While the Church of England has dropped 10%, the Catholic Church has increased 20%. All mostly young people as well, too. And in the United States, the Catholic Church is seeing increasing numbers of baptisms and catechumens joining the church. And I believe that's happening throughout the rest of Christ's church as well, because he is doing a new thing and he is making us a new creation. So do not be discouraged, because you are a new creation in Christ. And every moment that you are is new hope and new potential. The potential for Christ to live in and through you, the potential for you to make a difference in someone's life, for you to be Christ to somebody in the world. That's what it means for you to be a new creation in Christ. Jesus is risen. He's defeated death. Hallelujah. And there's real historic evidence that he came back from the dead, isn't there? We won't discount that. But he broke the rules. He wasn't held back by the barriers. He is risen. And we're included in the resurrection. He carried our sins with him on the cross and disposed of them. And we know and we believe that he is risen now, in the present, right now. Whether there's forensic evidence or not, it doesn't matter. We believe he is risen because we have faith, and that's what faith says, doesn't it? His resurrection is new and alive in our hearts and our minds and our souls right now. The shame and the guilt of your old self died with that old person on the cross. You're no longer a slave to sin. You are no longer have to run after all the stuff that the rest of the world and the pagans go after. You are free. You are free in Christ. You are free to love. You are free to share Christ's love with the world. Bishop Jones, in his letter to the church, wrote, "We rejoice not just in what he did for us, but what he did to us. In himself, he crucified the old you and raised you up anew. He radically changed our story, past and present and future. You are a new creation in Christ. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Now, on the sign outside, and we have a new sign outside because Father just got that new sign fixed and it looks great. Hallelujah. But there's another sign out there on the wall of the church that says, "This is Church of the Resurrection. This is our night. We are people of the resurrection. And this is what we live in every day of that new creation of our life. We live in the present. Christ is risen. We are in Christ. We are risen." So let us rejoice and break bread together tonight. We're going to continue our celebration. Remember, Jesus is risen. We are included in his resurrection. Therefore, we are a new creation in Christ. Amen.
Amen.